you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
The University of the West Indies is now offering students the opportunity to pursue a bachelor's degree in sign language interpretation. On today's program, we hear more about what the program has to offer and the career opportunities it can generate. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
There are a lot of people out there who think they can sign, and what they are in fact doing is using signed English, firstly. And secondly, they don't have a clue about their culture.
Lecturer in the Faculty of Humanities and Education at the University of the West Indies, Dr. Karen Cumberbatch. The degree program was the culmination of numerous expressions of interest from students who often chose to minor in sign language interpretation while pursuing other degree programs.
What has been happening is that students do the basic sign language course and then they realize, oh, there are more courses. And then they end up switching their minor to sign language interpreting, or they do a double major. That is what has been happening.
There are also several degree programs at UWE which incorporate compulsory sign language courses, and this has increased both awareness and interest in the skill among students.
We have several programs on campus that are recognizing the value of sign language as an additional language and have access integrated into their degree program. For example, dentistry at UWE, the sign language is now a compulsory component for them, so they cannot graduate unless they pass sign language courses.
With that level of interest, it was only natural to make the leap to provide a fully-fledged degree program in sign language interpreting. Dr. Cumberbatch says the program offers students more than just the ability to use sign language when they are done. Sign language is treated like a spoken language and examined from linguistic, cultural, and grammatical aspects.
You would do courses where you would learn basics about language structure, and that's important to us because you'll be moving between languages. And you also do the beginner's sign language course. In second year, you do the intermediate sign language and you do deaf culture so that you learn how this subculture in the society operates. And people don't realize that the deaf have their own norms and values, and what is polite in hearing culture is not polite in deaf culture.
The students are also trained to translate material for hearing impaired individuals. Interestingly, the course also trains students to translate English into Creole languages such as Patois.
You are a Patois course because as an interpreter in the Caribbean, you're going to have to interpret between a Caribbean Creole and a sign language at some point in your life. We give students the option of doing the Jamaican Creole course for those who have an English lexicide Creole in their territory.
Dr. Cumberbatch believes that having a degree in sign language interpretation gives graduates a distinct advantage in the workplace.
You're working somewhere and you notice that they could have tapped into the market and you have the skills to help that person tap into the deaf market. You can go to your employer and say, we can generate income, I have the communication skills, I'm willing to work on the project.
She's also hopeful that increased participation in the program will help legitimize sign language as the official language of the hearing impaired community in Jamaica.
So when the deaf meet my students, they're happy that this person understands how to communicate, how to follow the norms, the politeness, etiquette, etc. They know the culture as well as the language, and that to them is a plus. They feel empowered.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.